I was on a date with this bitch I met the other night. Her name was Laura. Anyway, I got set up with her thanks to my friend Roger. Or no thanks. I was talking to her about the history of lynching and I showed her how to tie a noose when she asks me, Moon Man, do you love me? And I said, I might feel a little thing for you, and didn't tell her the thing I was feeling was in my pants. And then she asked me why I hate niggers, which I replied, isn't it obvious? She then revealed to me that her father's grandfather's cousin was black, which made her I don't know 1/64th black, which forced me to spit out my expensive European liquor all over her. I analyzed her, and spotted the nigger in her, and set the liquor ablaze, and watched her burn. As she flailed around, I calmly ordered more liquor, and when it was delivered to me, I poured it on her to ensure that the fire would burn until she died. I went to my friend Roger, who was laughing, claiming he got me good. I pulled out my cat of nine tails, and whipped him across the back several times, like a nigger, and poured Colt 45 malt liquor in his open wounds. Then I dragged his carcass to the local sawmill, tied him to a log, and smoked a Cuban cigar. As the log he was on drew closer to the blade, he tried to beg for mercy and said he was blackmailed into setting me up with a date in an attempt by the Black Panther Nation to dilute my pure white blood with that whore. I told him that was nice to know and I would take care of it after his spine was severed. I put my cigar out in Roger's eye, and laughed as the saw ripped him apart. I then got in my car and drove to the Black Panther's headquarters. When I arrived, they had a blockade ready for me. Sensing Roger's betrayal, I placed a brick on the accelerator, grabbed my legendary Nigger Slayer pistols, and stood up through the moonroof, firing wildly and yet not missing a single nigger. After I was done mowing down the roadblock, my car crashed into a Hummer. I flew out of the moonroof and landed perfectly in front of several niggers, who all had submachine guns traced on me. Knowing that niggers would fire their guns sideways and miss, I simply gunned them all down as they sprayed their guns aimlessly to no avail. I went inside the Black Panther headquarters and shot my way to Bulletproof Sal, who was obviously immune to bullets. I told him I was here to kill him and knew his weakness. I threw a bucket of old trans-fat Kentucky Fried Chicken at him and watched as he devoured it. Seconds after he ate the bucket, he laughed and thanked me for the meal, which caused me to smile. A short time later, he had a heart attack and died. I threw Bulletproof Sal's dead body out of the top story window onto his children, who were playing in the backyard. Minutes later, the LAPD showed up, but I simply told them that only niggers had died in the gunfire. They praised me for a job well done and offered me a ride. I glanced at my car, which was in flames, and I accepted their offer. I got in the shotgun seat of the car, and we left. KKK, KKK. KKK, 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 KKK.